But on the other hand, if you want to keep it fended up, it costs a lot of money because you have to feed him and water him and keep him in good shape and things like that.
So where would you keep a bull?
The pen.
What about the cows? Where would you keep them?
Well, to produce milk, just in the open pasture.
And then if you're going to milk them the next morning, what do you do?
Well, if the milk cow is different, you have to bring them out from the house you keep them and bring them to the yard or to the milking pen and milk them there.
Is the milking pen just a place to stay overnight or is it a place you keep them all the time?
Well, it all depends. You can keep them all the night there, pen it up, and feed them there if you want to.
Well, you said you had horses too?
Sir?
You said you had horses too. What did you put on the horses?
Yes, sir.
On there, down here, what did you
yes,
put?
Yes, I know. I'm going to horse you. I mean, a chew horse.
Yeah.
A horse chew, that's what we keep.
Now, the horseshoe, did you ever put those on the horses?
Yes.
What'd you put them on? You put that? What's that thing you caught?
No, it's just you know what a horseshoe is, do you? We just nail them on the hoof. That's all.
So you just nail them on there. Yeah. You said you had sheep sometime.
What?
You said you had sheep sometime too, didn't you?
Yes.
Where would you keep them?
To pen them up at night.
Do you have any?
After they pasture all day long there on the pasture, we bring them to be penned up.
Do you have any call to get the sheep to bring them in?
We just heard them.
So
sometimes we keep some dogs to help.
Well, you said you kept hogs too, right?
Yes.
Well, now if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what do you do to him? What do you say you're going to do to him?
Well, I tell you, I won't do much horse racing for myself. What I did when in a ranch or pretty close to here, at Macon Ranch, we just turn them loose there and keep them on the beef field there, and it fenced up with net wire, special net wire about 3 feet tall there for the hogs, you see, and that's we do to it and keep a boar with them. And by the time they are going to, when the sow is about to come, the pig there, we just pen him up and keep him there for a while there. And they turn him loose, and that's what we did to it.
What do you do with most of the pigs? They don't all become boars, do they?
Huh?
You don't let all the pigs become boars, do you?
No, just keep them.
So what do you do to them?
One or two. The rest of them, we just cut them up and fat them and send them to the market.
Well, now, what do you call them after they've been altered?
After what?
What do you call the ones you send to the market?
The house gentleman, you call him what? Trucking?
No, the hogs that you send to market.
Yes.
They are. You don't call them boars, do you?
No, they are not.
So what do you call them?
They are a common pig.
So you just call them pigs?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
hogs.
Well, now, do you have any other names? Like, what do you ever call them anything like a shoat or anything like that?
No, that I hear about.
You never
do you know, you know some kind of word to assign them? Do you know another word how to call them?
I was going to say, did you ever call them shoat?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
No.
Well, what do you call those big teeth they have?
Tusk.
You call them, you say they have two?
Two big tusks.
And what's that the hair they have on their right here? That real stiff hair that grows on the back of their neck?
Yeah, the neck, I don't know what the word they're about, they just call them neck or something.
Neck hair?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if a hog grew up wild out in the woods or something, what would you call that?
A wild hog, wild boar.
And what'd you do with the calves? How'd you take care of the calves?
Of the calves? Well, we keep them with the cows and set them eggs, you see, and then after they can take care of themselves or send them when they are if they are ready to go to the market, we usually they are selling between 8 and 10 months old. And you want to keep it to make a steer out, you have to cut them up.
Well,